Of course, September 1st is primary election day. And of course, if you're a regular listener to WATD, you know we follow all this, hold forums, and we'll put on a special show on primary night, 8 to 10, to follow the races. But there's also a special election being held in the town of Duxbury. Four candidates running to fill the seat. Sean Dolan stepping down due to health reasons. One of those candidates joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, and that's Janet McNabb. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, and it's Amy McNabb.
Oh, I'm
thank
sorry.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm sorry. You know, okay. I know a Janet McNabb, and that's why I said that. I'm sorry, but it's interesting looking a little bit at your background. You have really been involved in a lot of things in the town of Duxbury, including I think what three times on the Duxbury Planning Board.
Correct. I was a 14-year member of the board, and seven of those years I was the chairman of that board, which gives me a unique understanding of how the town government works, the roles of the boards and committees, and a good knowledge of the zoning bylaw.
And you're also a paralegal, so I guess you really have a pretty extensive knowledge in a lot of other things as well.
I do, and I've been in town for 40 years, so I've been around, and my husband's family has been in town for five generations, so we have a long history in town.
Now, if you get elected to this board, tell me, the two or three things that you would like to accomplish during your tenure.
Well, I think I just bring a well-rounded voice to the board. As one member of a board, you can only, I can't promise the voters here that I can make any huge changes, but I can bring a voice to the board to continue our longtime tradition to protect our water resources, our environmental and historic to preserve the character in the historic and environmental aspect of the town, and to, continue to have excellent schools. I think I bring a quality, more than half of Duxbury are women, and currently we don't have and haven't had a woman representative on the board for quite some time. So I bring that to this mix as well.
What do you think the biggest challenge will be facing the board in Duxbury during this next term?
Well, I think COVID is going to play a huge role in everything. I think the financial impact of COVID is, we haven't even begun to realize the ramifications of that. So that's going to overshadow everything. But I think that a lot of, fiscally, obviously there's some projects that need to be done, and money is tight, and that's going to become tighter. Water protection, environmental protections, the state at the federal level, those are being eroded, and we need to continue on our local efforts to do everything we can to protect and to preserve what we've managed to do so far. We're just the gatekeepers of today, and we need to hand over to our children and grandchildren a Duxbury that we can be proud of.
Now, if people want to find more about you and your campaign, do you have a website or a Facebook page that they can go to?
Yes, amyforselectman.com.
Okay, and one more question. What's your dog's name? I just took a quick peek at your site. You've got a real cute picture with your dog.
His name is Renzo Piano, and he is a one-eyed Labradoodle and an Australian Labradoodle, and he is absolutely he is just a wonderful dog. So he is actually my daughter's dog. I have three amazing, strong, wonderful, successful daughters that are a product of the Duxbury schools and a product of this town. And they are my, something I am just amazingly proud of.
Well, that's wonderful. And one more time, your website for people to go to for Amy McNabb.
AmyForSelectman.com.
Well, that's great, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, and good luck in the race, and of course, we'll be following that on September 1st. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.